Lexi Lerbecki was ready to go home the month before she got out of treatment, and she knew what would be waiting for her.
Everybody else that hasn't gone through like treatment or hasn't gotten help or did like serious soul searching is still there and still doing what they were doing before. And that's scary for me. But I know what I have to do and I know who I am now and what I don't want to be.
But her road to recovery hasn't been easy. She moved back home to live with her grandparents in Wittenberg near Wausau. But Lerbecki ran away about 6 months later.
Would you mind helping me find my granddaughter by posting that poster, please?
Yeah, not at all.
Thank you.
Lexi's grandmother, Mary Reisman, is driving around Anago on her day off and putting up flyers of her granddaughter at stores. When I met up with her, Lexi had been missing for almost 2 weeks. After treatment, Reisman says Lexi faced one hurdle after another.
When she came out of there, I had to hurry and try to find counseling for her and try to get her into a psychiatrist.
Reisman says it took 3 months to get her in to see someone. Ashley Vantomi says it's not uncommon for families in rural areas to struggle with access to resources. Tomi was Lexi's case manager at the residential treatment center, Northwest Passage.
You know, for kiddos, you know, like Lexi, who lives, you know, more in the country, is a little bit, you know, farther away from, you know, a bigger city where there's resources, that can be tough.
The state isn't blind to those challenges. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services offered counties financial incentives to expand a program that connects adults and kids with a team of providers where they live. But rural counties tend to face a shortage of providers. Those that do exist often struggle to make ends meet because of the state's low Medicaid reimbursement rates. While putting up flyers, Reisman remembers one psychiatrist she contacted would not accept Badger Care.
When you've got a kid that's on medical assistance, tell you what, the doors are shut in your face.
On top of that, Reisman says Lexi's past drug abuse made her a target among some kids at school. She says she contacted school administrators about girls who were bullying her.
They took the information down. Well, the next week when I called, I asked if anything had been done about it, and I was told, well, nobody filed a report. And I said to the principal, I said, I sat on the phone with you, and I told you the name of the girls, I told you exactly what they said, I told you when it happened, and you did nothing. That was your report.
School administrators say the specific details of how Lexi's situation was handled is a confidential matter between the school and family. But Wittenberg-Burnham Wood School District Administrator Garrett Rogowski says they're required to investigate and address any reports of bullying.
Whether it's written, whether it's oral, whether it's a student telling a teacher and then a teacher going to administration, whatever the means of reporting, it has to be taken with equal weight.
Rogowski says they're dealing with drug and mental health issues now more than ever. He adds schools have limited staff and resources to address the challenges facing them. In his proposed budget, Governor Walker wants to send millions to schools to help train educators to recognize mental health issues and connect students to services. As for Lexi, her grandmother found her in another state and brought her home. The last time I spoke to Reisman, Lexi was back in school. Her grandmother says she's working with the school and hoping to get her granddaughter all the support she needs. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.